Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Pendidikan dan Kebudayaan mempersembahkan
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.
Halo Sobat Pintar, selamat berjumpa dalam English Audiopedia.
Hello and welcome to English Audiopedia. Today we are going to learn about the topic A Famous Person. This monologue tells us the story and life achievements of an artist, Frida Kahlo. The program entitled, I Never Painted My Dreams, I Painted My Own Reality, is adapted from www.fridakahlo.org/Frida Kahlo Biography.
Sebelum mendengarkan monolog,
I Never Painted My Dreams, I Painted My Own Reality.
Mari kita simak kosakata berikut ini.
Paint.
Melukis.
Painting.
Lukisan.
Portrait.
Potret.
Culture.
Budaya.
Exhibition.
Pameran.
Encourage.
Mendukung.
Bedridden.
Terbaring di tempat tidur.
Injured.
Terluka.
Alleviate.
Meringankan.
Displayed.
Ditampilkan.
Recovery.
Pemulihan.
Easel.
Sandaran papan lukis.
Pulmonary embolism.
Emboli paru-paru.
Vivid.
Jelas. Sobat pintar, setelah ini kamu akan mendengarkan sebuah monolog yang akan menceritakan kisah hidup dan pencapaian seorang tokoh terkenal. Dengarkan baik-baik ya.
Hi friends, I'm sure you already know many famous painters in the world. They have contributed to changing the world through art. I was a famous artist called Frida Kahlo. People say that I contributed to the history of Mexico in my art. I was a Mexican painter known for my many portraits, self-portraits, and works inspired by the nature and artifacts of Mexico. I was born on July the 6th, 1907, in a building nicknamed La Casa Azul for its vivid blue exterior. I contracted polio at the age of 6 and had to be bedridden for 9 months. My father encouraged me to do lots of sports to help my recovery. In 1922, I attended classes at the National Preparatory School. I was one of only 35 girls to attend the prestigious school with hopes of becoming a doctor. At this point in my life, I had no interest in pursuing a career as an artist. Then a tragic accident changed my life. I was severely injured in a bus accident in September 1925. It took a long time for me to recover. To alleviate the pain, I started painting. Again, my father encouraged me to paint and made a special easel so I could paint in bed. I had a very close relationship with my father throughout my whole life. Although I recovered from the injuries and regained my ability to walk, I remained in extreme pain for the rest of my life. I kept painting and I produced more works. Surprisingly, people appreciated my works. I was gradually gaining respect as a talented artist, and my paintings were displayed in some popular exhibitions. People thought I was a surrealist, but I wasn't. I never painted dreams. I painted my own reality. I lived in constant pain from my old injuries. Pulmonary embolism caused my death in July 1954. I faced many problems that would have left most people discouraged and uninspired. But nothing could stop me from sharing my love and passion through my art.
Baik Sobat Pintar, itulah tadi monolog mengenai biografi tokoh terkenal Frida Kahlo. Sekarang kamu sudah tahu kan tentang kisah hidup dan pencapaian Frida Kahlo. Semoga monolog tadi menambah wawasanmu ya.
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.